Visions. 1. Cousin, I am not mad. I know this is not the country for them, but I had not seen the elk until I had, standing unbothered in the county road, rack like a live oak, rack like a car, its muzzle the color of a crow hopping down bleach sedge in winter. Must I remember such things as they are? 1,000 whitetails flit through my dreams, but the elk just stands. 2. Soon after, blood in the well, rust, some said, but the water came up red. I held my tongue 40 days and nights, 40 reps to my hand with a ruler. I sent up prayers for the horses and uncle's fields, and when the water cleared, I drew a big, clean breath, whispered the Apostles' Creed to an empty pulpit. This, of course, after I crushed 33 eggs in their nests, after I knocked the broom handle on the barn door 5 times a day for 5 weeks, and the elk, it stood there quietly. Behind it, the barn in flames, wreathed by darting sparrows. 3. Cousin, I have had a premonition. A field shorn for winter, 100 fawn-colored bucks, throat slit and blackening the grass, the blank witness of the sky like a mouth slackened in sleep, and at the edges, dark pines whispering what they had seen in a language I'll never know. 4. At mother's request, I will say I never saw it, brown and real as a dog, quiet as any doe grazing in the backyard. And yet I had, coming back from uncle's, beauty berry spilling from the shoulders, as if to pave the road, the deep violet of the sea. I'd seen its eyes, their oval pupils, dumb slash of eyelashes, female in excess. My heart became wings beating blood to my ears. Rustling in the eaves, sparrows lit in pairs to their nests in the barn before it burned. 5. And their song, which has fallen silent before October's combines, hay and clay red as the body, as the underside of the carcass strung up and cooling above the bucket in Uncle's yard.